Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Deepu. Hi. Long time no talk. Let's get right into it because we need to do some housekeeping. And so let's take the note off the door. And I was going to make a housekeeping joke. I don't have it in
me. Take the sock off the door handle? Did we just do it in there?
Do you do that at hotels?
Yeah, bro.
Maybe that would work better because I rarely stay at hotels, but I moved, and so mm-hmm. I moved. What a voice am I doing? I moved, and I was at a hotel because I needed to look for jobs and look for places, and stayed at the same hotel, and they recognized me both times, and I was like, please don't come into my room. Like, I had job applications out. I had a computer in there, mm-hmm. you know, like, talking to people. I had, like, social security and shit to, like, move into a new place. I was like, please don't come in. And both times they came in, like, I caught the cleaning lady just about to go into my room. I was like, please don't.
But didn't you put there's supposed to be a thing you put on the door handle.
I did put the thing on the door, but now I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking, is put a sock on the door. Buy, like, a big grimy sock and put that on the door, and maybe they'll at least be warned. All right, let's start the show. I have no name for this saga. I think we can keep calling it the October Saga because we do have to make up because, A, I love that name. It sounds like something from a fucking a spy movie.
Totally. Red October, you know? Hunt for Red October.
Right. Well,
Oktoberfest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oktoberfest, that famous spy thing. Although now that I say it, Oktoberfest is a great place to have a spy movie. Like, everyone's drunk. Mm-hmm. Those were always my favorite James Bond scenes. And now we're into James Bond, the topic Michael never talks about because nobody of our generation relates to James Bond.
They really don't. All you ever hear is that same cookie-cutter spiel about James Bond. Oh, the older ones are better. That's all you ever hear.
But, and then there's the sexist stuff. That's all our generation knows about him. But, like, nobody relates to it. I have great James Bond material, and it falls flat because nobody cares about James Bond. They really don't. All right, let's call it the October Saga.
All right.
I don't know what the elements of October are getting. We're just going to call it October Saga until we finish this saga.
And then what episode? Alpha episode? The first episode?
No. We're just going to call it. We're just going to call it October Saga. Just call it October Saga, a mic edition, because we have to make up for stuff.
All right. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, October Saga, mic edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Hello. Let's go to housekeeping. Which I always say like that Kanye West song. From now on, Kanye West, specific Kanye West lyrics. Mm-hmm. This is almost only a podcast exclusively for my brother. Is specific Kanye West lyric readings and James Bond.
I'm surprised he's hung on as well as he has. You know, like people usually flame out. Musical artists, they usually flame out after 5, 10 years.
No, we're not. Excuse me. We're not talking about
you
Kanye
brought up Kanye.
But I just
you
said I brought up Kanye.
Brought up Kanye.
I brought up Kanye West to say nobody cares about specific Kanye West readings and James Bond. I'm saying these are the things that I do not love. Okay, I love them, but nobody else cares.
Fine.
So these are a few of my favorite things, but nobody else's. How did I flub that line the first time? All right, first of all, we don't know what happened with the October episodes. We're going to have Molly back on. I might make you, I'm revealing this to Deepu on mic, I might make you find Molly and like show up with a mic and find her at some show and do an episode with her because I felt so bad. Molly Sperduto was really funny and something glitched with our October episodes and we've talked to our sponsors and I hate doing housekeeping, but we have to do it. I've talked to our sponsors. I talked to everybody, and everyone's like, "Yeah, just fix it. Just fix it, and we're fine." So that's the bad news. We're gonna have Patricia back on. Scarily, I saw Patricia. So after the episode airs, I had an incredibly crappy October. In addition to the audio breaking, which we're not even gonna talk about because, like my vacation to malls, I don't think people will believe what happened to me. Remember when I talked about how I took a vacation and I visited a bunch of malls because I like malls?
I remember that.
And I said, I don't think people will believe that this is actually what I did. It's going to sound like a joke the whole time. My October was so shitty that I don't think people will believe it. So we can't talk about it because it'll sound like a cruel joke.
Okay, but well, we'll just assume that you had the worst October ever. Is that what you want
to do? I had
the
worst. I had the worst. So there was broken audio and we had no way to fix it, plus my worst October. but I then saw Patricia. Patricia was at a store here in Boston, and she's like, "Mike?" And we talked for a while, and I got in trouble with the people I was hanging out with because she was waiting online at a t-shirt store, and I just kept making fun of the people, like, to her, so that the people at the store could hear me, was like, "Oh, look at these poor people begging for clothes. it's the depression. They're waiting for clothes." I mean, they were buying, like, $80 t-shirts at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday. You're going to get made fun of. And I actually think I convinced two people that it was stupid. I actually think I changed the world with my satire.
Stupid. It is.
I know, but I saw two people leave the line because I was like, making fun of it.
Put their stuff back? Oh my God.
No, they were on a line outside the store. These people were on the street waiting online.
I thought you were just really ruining the shopping experience.
No, I wasn't doing like they used to do on the early seasons of Last Comic Standing. I wasn't like making fun of people in a store. There were people lined out on the street and I was making fun of them.
Whoa,
that's
people
a nerd
were lined
thing
up for a t-shirt?
Now you're with me.
What's the t-shirt?
So they were out on the street waiting for a t-shirt. And now
I know you don't say proper nouns on the show, but what's the t-shirt?
Everyone, the fact is that everyone who lives in Boston or who's been to Boston and I say there's a t-shirt line, everyone's going to know. So I don't even want to do it. But I'm sorry, but like, okay, we can talk about this for a second. Like, yeah, everyone watches comic book movies, but guess what? If you're a nerd, you can still get made fun of, because I still get made fun of when I really nerd out about shit. And so
what'd you get made fun of for? What were you nerding out about?
James Bond. James Bond is not a cool thing anymore. It's a nerdy subject. And I've seen every single James Bond movie. That's now a nerdy thing to talk about. And people are like, "Nobody cares about James Bond. He's a sexist." You know what I mean? Like,
In most of the latter movies, I never saw the sexism. I don't know what anyone's talking about. Except for
the
outfits.
Except for the outfits. well, fashion happens to be at the crux of sexism, so
yeah,
I don't know that.
Pretty much walked into that one.
But speaking of fashion, so it's like, yeah, everyone goes to Comic Cons, but you don't really go to Comic Cons. Like, I went to Comic Cons, late, but I went to Comic Cons when it was still kind of dorky. When, like, I've been to small cons, which are still pretty dorky. If you go to small cons, man, like, you are...
Dude, I go to video game meetups. I know what the real hang is like.
So if you're waiting online for a hip t-shirt, guess what? If it's the age of nerds, you waiting for your hip t-shirt at night, like, I get to make fun of you for being hip.
Totally.
Because you're doing a dorky thing. Waiting online is it's sort of like, it's sort of like when really unfit people take like nutritional supplements. Like, you're gonna get made fun of by really in shape. You're gonna get made fun of by athletes because guess what? You're doing their thing for no reason. So if you're gonna camp out for something and wait on a line, that's a nerd thing.
Wait.
Culturally, that's
out of shape. People can't take supplements.
No, you don't need them.
And
wait, hold on. Do you really want to talk about? We're never supposed to give nutritional advice on this podcast, but I'll tell you, yeah, all those fucking snake oil stores, take this for pre-workout.
What about like protein powder? Well, that's a supplement.
Yeah, sure. It works great for people in, you know, the starving countries. If you're getting some protein powder from the UN, take that protein powder. You probably need it.
You're insane.
Because all the goats died from a spider infestation. But if you live in a world where you can buy chicken for a dollar, dude, you don't need I'm sorry, we never give out nutritional advice on this program.
We're not going to get into gym
talk.
But
I'm just so sorry. You don't need it.
No.
That's okay, but no, the point, you don't need it. You don't need
it. It's not
it.
About need. It's about like, is it a good thing or
it's
a bad
about
thing?
It looks fancy. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. All I'm saying is that working out to the point where food isn't good enough for you, that is something that an athlete who burns so many calories a day that like their brain is at risk for lighting on fire and melting if they don't get enough food in them. You know what I mean? Like you, Deepu, I've seen you.
You've seen my supplements, right?
I haven't seen it. Do you take? I don't want to get into this. This is a dangerous subject because we're going to offend people. But that's what, you know.
Okay.
This is offending
all I know.
People. All I'm saying is, if you take them, if you don't take them, I'm not giving you advice on how to take them.
Please don't. I'm sick of your advice.
You
I hate your advice.
I hate giving advice. I don't give advice.
Okay, listen, 9 minutes all I know in is
I'm
that...
already... Debo, if I backtrack any faster, I'm going to fall. Okay, so... I stole that joke from Frasier.
If I was in that store in your place, I would...
Do you want to do me as a supplement salesman? That's kind of fun.
No. I was gonna pretend I was you making fun of your friend in the store buying the $80 shirt. I would do in that case...
Wait, hold on. I want to make my point first.
Okay, please.
Because I don't think my point is clear, which should be the subtitle
of the show. I don't think
there
is a point yet.
There is a point. My point is if you... Like athletes who need to take, like, literally food isn't enough to build their body, right? I'm sure there's... I'm not going to make comments on supplements. But that idea that, you know, Gatorade and things like that, these people are doing things that are so outside the realm of normal human activity that... that's a groupthink right there, Deepu, that you laughed. I heard you laugh. I heard you snort.
No, Gatorade is not
Gatorade was invented. Because athletes weren't doing such incredible things that their bodies, water wasn't enough. That's really why it was invented.
But I think some people have learned since that it's not good
for it's delicious. Yes. I'm not saying it's not delicious. But here's my only point is that those things are for the realm of athletes. Those were invented for a certain realm. Uh-huh. So if an athlete makes fun of you for doing something which is athletiness, you know, it is of the world, taking supplements, I'm not saying that's bad or whatever. I'm saying you might get made fun of by an athlete who's like, I know better than you, or that's our thing and you're impersonating us, right? So as a nerd, and I really think I can say nerd because I've had multiple friends tell me you cannot talk about Batman or Star Wars in front of me because I just don't want to hear you talk about it anymore. I think that, you know, I've gotten rid of women in my life because they don't like the Simpsons version of certain songs as opposed to the original. These are real things that have happened to me. Okay, I'm a real nerd.
This whole time I think the word nerd is dead.
We can talk about that, but all I'm saying is from my culture, from my people, mi gente. Okay, that's where I come from. is you know. Years and years of suffering. If you camp out on a line, if you're camping out for a product, that's a nerd thing to do. Waiting online for movies, we pioneered that. That was our thing. Metal, and I'll include metalheads who are nerds, music nerds and things like that. These are people that you cannot talk to them. Have you ever tried to talk to like a real metalhead about like old school metal and things like that? You're not going to understand it. You're not going to understand the passion.
Yeah, their understanding is so far beyond anything we're
going to
get close to.
Right, and it's in the same way that I could talk to you about Batman for a while and you'd be like, you need to stop. And same with Star Wars. I've made appearances. Go listen to my Jabber in the Drone and my I've Seen That appearances. And you will hear those are other podcasts. You will hear the real Mike Vallick talking, being a real nerd and Nerds Without Pants. Like, these are podcasts. You can go listen to them. My appearances are and almost educational. I'll throw in all the podcasts that we kind of feature on the show as well. I've been on those shows and talked about nerdy things, and you're like, that's ridiculous. Is this what occupies this person's mind? It's like, yes. So if you're going to come from our world and you wait online, I'm going to make fun of you because you're doing a nerdy thing and it's for something stupid, like a t-shirt. So I was like, the whole time I was like, oh man, these people don't have clothes. Look at that poor woman. She's wearing a tank top. She can't afford sleeves. They were out on the street and I really think I convinced two people to leave because I was like, oh my God, there's not going to be a t-shirt in the morning. Thank God they have this t-shirt tonight. Oh man, other people might wear that t-shirt before them. Can't afford clothes. They gotta wait for t-shirts at midnight. There's no laundromats open. And I think I saw two people leave the line after I was talking to Patricia. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I converted those people. I think they realized the errors
of
their ways.
I gotta say, bravo. That's fighting the groupthink. And that's what this podcast is all about.
You're right. I was doing my mission. All my friends that were with me there, Patricia didn't mind, but all my friends that were with me there thought I was a jerk. But I don't care. Well, that's groupthink too. Is what's right is not always popular, and that's something. If you're going to talk about Batman, that's a really important thing to talk about as well. What's right is not always popular. That's the thing. It's stupid. I'm not trying to down on people's business, but man, wait till like, what are you doing? You're in the middle of a city. You know, it's like it's Boston. They're in the middle of a city, and you're gonna spend your time waiting on a line. It's like, live your life. I never want to wait on lines ever. I'll talk about that with groupthink.
Yeah,
like,
it's not efficient.
I am that.
Always be doing something. Person.
I've said this before. I have no beliefs, and that's why we can talk about everything, because you can bring something up, and I really rarely get offended. I believe in safety, mm-hmm. which is you know, I've got angry about that on the show. Everyone should be safe.
Yeah,
be safe. I genuinely believe that if we get rid of traffic, all traffic, like the world will become enlightened.
Well, that's becoming a thing. That's becoming an ethical issue. Should we, like, you know, are we inclined to have automatic cars because it is definitely safer?
Well, No. I don't care about the safety of traffic. Hold on. Let's be clear. Hold on. It's not the safety of driving. Majority, do you know the number one cause of traffic accidents?
Thinking I'm this too sexy.
Well, yes, Deepu. That's why I moved to a city where I don't have to drive.
I'm too sexy to stay in this lane.
Well, yes, because I drive around and I see like a yield sign and I go, ooh, that yield sign has the dark silky skin of Deepu. It reminds me of him. All those little men, you know, the walk now yield to pedestrians. They all remind me of you and your sultry. What's that racist word for people with dark skin? But. Disguised as a not racist
I'm not going to say it, but I cause a lot of traffic. I'm with you on that.
What's the word?
What's the
Come
word?
On. What's that word?
It's like a racist term for brown people?
It's no, it's yeah, but it's not. It's people disguise it as a not racist word.
You.
Shit.
Hey, you.
Yo, that's it. No. It's much more. Don't say.
Listen, I'm in a weird
place. I don't even
want.
I'm gonna bleep out when I said it. I can't believe you made me say that. Don't say that.
Can you
on
bleep
the
out
show
when I say it too, please.
Okay. what's that goddamn word?
I don't get made fun of a lot. I'm the one that
does.
No,
it's not being made
fun
of. People say it. People say it as a nice word, but it really is just means you have dark skin. Someone's shouting it into their phone right now.
Toasty.
Toasty, that's it. God damn it, Deep. No,
there's
oh my
no
God.
Way.
We might have to.
I don't
no,
think there's
we might
a
have
word
to pause
for
me to look it up. No, I'm serious. I have to remember it.
Hold on, let me just.
I'm gonna cut this out. Hold on.
I'm gonna go through my memories. You dirty something.
Don't. No, I'm seriously. Give me like 10 seconds of silence, and I'll figure it out.
Fuck. Does it start with a B?
It doesn't start with a B. Fuck you. I have to look it up. This is what we do.
You peppermint mocha shaded asshole.
It's like mocha. Like, it's like a thing that's like, you're just saying the person has dark skin. Like, stop trying to dress it up.
The British term for insults? It was like a... The more? M-O-O-R?
No, not a more.
How are you even looking this up? What'd you Google?
You
I'm curious.
Dark skin synonym.
No, dude.
I feel so racist. Swarthy.
That is not the word you're thinking of.
Swarthy. It is the word I'm thinking of.
So that's what they meant when they called me that? Shit.
Right. It sounds really nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about. Let's go to an ad break. After this bit of racism, here's our sponsors. Hey, wait. So more housekeeping. Right now, I'm going to do an ad for Soundbite, but this is amazing housekeeping. Is you're going to hear an ad for Soundbite on both ends of this, and we're going to do another ad here. This is a long ad break, but hey, guys, last month we did a thing for Soundbite. We did a series for Soundbite in which we did a couple of series. We did Caveman Explain. Oh my God, Deepu, you were so funny. You were on fire.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, guys, like on the show, I essentially just set Deepu up and he knocks him down. I just wrote stuff that I knew he would knock out of the park. If you haven't heard the Soundbite series in which educating Deepu, I could not stop laughing. I had to cut out in order to make, like, I wanted to on one of them just have me laughing because it was so funny. We did, seeing what Deepu knows, educating Deepu.
And then we did vegetable dating service.
Oh, that was great. We have more of those. Like, so now Soundbite picked us up for, guys, y'all, sorry, not guys, shouldn't say that, don't know who's listening, y'all, for a whole year, they picked us up for 12 seasons of our show. So for the next year, you will either hear a new series we invent, or you'll either hear a new season we invented. And I haven't even told Soundbite this, so hopefully they're hearing this now on air. I'm doing, as part of this, as part of a little bonus thing for every month, I'm writing a series called Trucker Route 219. And Trucker Route 219, I want to tell you about, because Soundbite is an app. Go download it. SoundByte. Go download it. You'll find all this. It's about the 14-second podcast format. We love it. Okay, but I'm announcing right now, as part of housekeeping and part of our work with Soundbite, is I'm doing a series as part of our series that I'm including that'll come out every month. The little bits will come out every month. It's about an intergalactic trucking route, and you will get to hear the story of a couple of truckers who get in over their head shipping some stuff. And so part of it is them doing normal shipping stuff, but they get caught up in something. And you're going to have to find out what that is. And it's going to be very funny. So it's going to be a lot of, like, I'm going to get some funny comedians on here. I'm going to ask Deepu to do some bites for it. I'm going to have funny comedian Bill Moore. We're going to get some very funny people on here. Going to get some Boston comics on it. And it's going to be about, like, just funny trucker dialogue, like 14 seconds over the radio.
Okay.
But then also strung through it in sort of inspired by, you know, other sci-fi things that have used transmissions and things like that. You're going to hear like a crazy sci-fi story. You're going to find out what these intergalactic truckers, you know, who drive these spaceships, who carry cargo, what are they getting into? What's this mysterious cargo they're getting caught up in?
It's a big world out there.
So it's set in the future, or maybe another galaxy, or maybe another realm. But it's going to be – that's I'm going to be including that. It's going to be little snippets, and you're going to have to hear – you're going to have to listen to all of them. They might not be in order to figure out what happens to these truckers, because I love the 14-second sound format. We had so much fun doing it.
Seriously.
And we had so much bonus footage that we're going to include on a special bonus episode, because we recorded just me and Deepu talking. Like, I want people to hear how I direct you. I really think they'll like it. Do you think they'll like it, or do you think they'll hate me?
I don't know. It depends how they what their stance in the workplace is. If they are the bottom in the workplace, and they're not going to like you. And if they're the top, they're going to be like, "Oh, I get this guy completely."
But also, I get results. Like, I know it's not like that's how I act.
It's all about the bottom
I know
line.
How to...
That's why the bosses love you. The bosses love you, but the common man, they're all Deepu fans.
I think so. I think you have the voice of the people. But SoundByte, we're going to be big into Soundbite. We love these. I love audio. I just love audio. And so we're going to be doing a lot of funny stuff, and you'll get to hear Galactic Truck Route 219. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Little paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know, because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy. Let's go back to the show, though. Hello, all. Okay, it's Mike here, and we're going to go into one of our favorite segments here, which is We Didn't Take a Survey. What this is, if you don't know the show, we didn't actually do it this week, but we're going to show the results of it, is when we have a guest on, we bring up an idea that we didn't take a survey on, but we believe maybe if we did take a survey, people might agree with us or disagree with us. This one was one of our favorites. It was one of Deepu's ideas, and it's a bit of groupthink that we then see if people will change the groupthink. And Deepu's suggestion, the question for We Didn't Take a Survey this week, was we should rename Blowjob. So you're going to get to hear a lot of great answers from people about what they think about it. You're going to get to hear me be amazed about certain elements of it. And here we go. Patrick of Almost Educational Podcast.
Yes, it very much confused me as a probably a prepubescent boy. I assumed until I saw my first pornography, everyone was blowing on everyone all the time. Until I saw it, and I was like, I've been lied to for a very, very long time. And then I wondered how many times I mistakenly all other sex acts that were, I was told, yes, yes, it's a terrible primer. It's a terrible primer for kids, yes.
I will admit to having that same mistake, and I will also admit that when I saw my first pornography, I did not think that, oh, there's no blowing involved. I thought perhaps there was a complicated inner mouth suction thing going on that I was, or blowing air exhaust thing I was still unaware of.
Alan, from I Seen That Podcast.
That it, the name is doesn't make any sense for the action and job. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a fun thing. That's all I'm going to say about that, I guess.
The whole crew at Nerds Without Pants podcast.
I was thinking suck fun.
Yeah, I always thought it was more of a sucking motion, but I never really did it myself, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was very confused as a kid when somebody in high school showed me what a blowjob was, and he actually showed me a diagram of a guy going down on a girl. So I was like way off the mark for a lot of years. It was not a good time. Yeah. But take the word job out of there, because that's probably the reason why women don't want to do it. They think it's right. A job. Suck fun.
Yeah.
It's hard work. It's fun.
That sounds a lot better.
Yes.
I think that what we do is more of a blowjob anyway, when we go down.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you need to think about your technique, though.
Jabber in the Drone podcast.
It's... Unfortunately, it is kind of a standard. It is a shorthand that everybody uses, that everybody basically understands. But yeah, ever since I listened to that podcast, I've tried to think of something better. And I think you guys landed on Bleep Bloop, which is very...
It's cute.
What about just like a dick suck?
Onomatopoeish. Yes, yes. I don't think anyone brought that up, but it is onomatopoeish. Yeah, it very much is.
My only thing, I'm not in love with blowjob because it doesn't make sense. That sounds like an occupation that a clown in a party palace might have.
So Keith, what's so funny is that when my co-host proposed this, I never thought that almost, I would say 70% of the people that we ended up did surveying, so many people were bothered by the fact that no actual blowing is involved, that no expiration of air is involved. I would have never guessed that. It's
what
that's
bothers
why I love this show
is the fact that it's called a job. Like,
yeah, that was my problem as
yeah,
well.
Like, we want it to be a fun thing. Like, we should call it like Dickie Funds.
Hand job. I'm fine with. I'm fine. That is a job.
Southern kisses.
Southern kisses. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Cassidy, that's the groupthink thing is that when we were just on Video Game Outsiders, Michelle was making the point that and it'll be on the episodes as well, but it's like, why do we have to change it? It's like, oh, well, that's groupthink. That's groupthink right there, is that, is it an insurmountable idea to change? And that's mm-hmm. what we're trying to figure out.
That One Friend podcast.
I agree, because I'm pretty sure if you're doing it right, there's not a whole lot of blowing going on. It's more like sucking, but like, suck job doesn't sound good. It sounds like really kind of gross. But more like a swizzle stick, hanky panky, below the belt kiss, I think, is a lot better, because it sounds whimsical and fun, and that's how sexual acts should be, whimsical and fun.
Molly Sperduto of GingerNinjaComedy.com.
Yeah, I mean, why do they call it blowing when you're sucking? I tried the blowing part. It didn't work out that well.
And Sonny Megatron of Sex with Sonny Megatron on Showtime and the American Sex Podcast.
Yes and no. I mean, we all know blowjob and a lot of us like them. However, don't get rid of blowjobs. No, no. But A, it isn't a job. I agree. You're making it seem like, oh gosh, you're going to activate my TMJ. I hate it. You know, you're not really blowing. It's a suck pleasure. Maybe it should be a suck pleasure.
Okay, that was We Didn't Take a Survey. Hey, if you're a podcaster, if you're someone who owns a microphone, if you know any way of how to record audio, and you can AM speak good better than say how to record audio, then you can be part of We Didn't Take a Survey. Simply hit us up on Twitter, Big Little Weasel, and we'll send you the questions for the week in the future, and you can record your audio and hear your voice on the show. If you can listen to the show, if you're, for example, in some sort of Cast of Amontillado situation, I tried to be smart and sounded ka-dumb. All right, back to the show. Okay, more housekeeping before we move on. God, I can't believe we spent that much time looking up Swarthy.
But why do you keep calling it housekeeping? It's so much housekeeping. There's got to be another word for it. Business, paying the bills, wetting our beak.
I just don't think people want to hear content. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to hear this necessarily.
All right, well, let's get through it. Whatever.
Let's get through it. But this is big news for us. We created a little short film. It's on our Facebook page. If you don't know, what is it? Let's Start a Cult Podcast on Facebook.
That's right.
It's up there. I tweeted out some of it. I Instagrammed some of it. It's up there. But guess what? If you're going to the Kashmir Film Festival, and this is real, I haven't told Deepu this. If you're going to the Kashmir Film Festival, or if you're going to the it's the International Calcutta Shorts Film Festival, I believe. I'll tell you the exact name of it right now.
Calcutta as in India, Calcutta?
Calcutta as in India, Calcutta.
I bet their films are not that great.
It's good, Deepu. Someone, you're not about to hear the good news, and you're going to be like, I bet their films aren't so good. Why do you say that? I have to cut that now, piece of shit.
Oh, is this an ad? Whoops.
No, it's not an ad. It's good news. Why are you, you don't even know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. You said Calcutta filmmakers, and I started thinking like, ugh.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Not
stop
at all.
Stop talking.
Not
stop
at all.
Talking. Stop talking. Stop
talking. All
right. I'm looking up the name.
Indians can be cheesy, dude. Very. And it's kind
of
like...
Oh, man, that's
it's kind of a problem.
You're cheesy. You're cheesy.
But I'm lovable.
Cheesy.
I'm cheesy and lovable.
I know.
And I'm original.
What's going on here? Hold on. Hold on.
There's a big buzz going on right now coming from you.
It's because I'm holding the phone.
Gotcha. Good to know.
It's because I'm doing two internet things. How do you spell Calcutta?
Is this the sound of the two internet things banging inside the wire? I can feel it coursing through my cable right now.
No, it's because I have things open. All right, it should stop right now, right?
Yeah, it's gone. Did you chuck your phone across a room? Away with you, sound.
Okay, we'll have to edit this out. Okay, so if you're going to the Kashmir Film Festival or the insert name of other festival here, you will see our short there. They were nice enough to put our short up at their film festival.
Oh, shit.
We sent it to them and we said, look, we don't have any money. We don't have enough money to submit. But if you just want to, we don't want to be nominated for awards. But if you send this little claymation thing we did of our film, just play it. We'll let you play it. We just want you to have it. And they were like, absolutely, we'll play it at the festival. So if you are seeing the Kashmir, if you're at the Kashmir Film Festival or at the insert name of film festival here, you'll see our little movie. So that's all the housekeeping. But big news for us. That was big news for us. It's a little clip in which me, you, and Sam Anderson, I yell at you about you forgetting the concept of the show, which you've gotten better at. So it doesn't sound as funny now to people. But you really, for a while there. All right.
Yeah, like it's been like a week-to-week thing.
Sometimes. You don't know. I'm post-concussion. We're getting to the close of my episode. So what was I going to say? No, you're not. So what was I going to say? What the fuck was I going to say about? Well, we were talking about something. I said we could talk about group things.
Self-driving cars. You hate T-shirts. The Beatles are great.
Well, you know, I have a group thing. I guess I don't know if people know this about me. I don't. I think that fashion choices are group think. You know, have you seen my? I guess you haven't seen me since then. But do you know about my uniform?
I guess that's a no.
That's a big no.
That's so funny. The kind of drop. That's like you're about to admit that you're a part of a cult. That's all I got from that.
All I wear around is a white hat, and I let my wiener flow. So, oh man, could you imagine being part of a nudist cult and they're like, you're not carrying your penis the right way. You need to sort of, the way you're letting it hang. I could just imagine. That's all those people do is they drive you down with like specifics.
What? Really?
I guess we could talk about real cult stuff for a half a second. That's how you drive people nuts, is you choose an arbitrary thing, mm-hmm. and then you go, no, you're doing it wrong. Yeah. And if you do it my way, your aunt won't be a son of a bitch anymore. She'll stop bothering. You know what I mean? Like they decide that this one specific thing is the answer to all problems, which in some ways becomes meditative. You know, people have said that with yoga and things like that. But with cults, it's always something like, don't think about cactuses. You know, that's how you do it. You drive someone nuts. The point is I wear a uniform because I think that waking up and having to choose what you wear like is fucking silly. It just wastes – my whole philosophy, I've said it on the show before, is don't waste calories. Those are my calories, man.
So how consistent is your uniform? Is it just like
– it is incredibly consistent.
Are you bordering on cartoon character territory
now?
Yes,
not bordering. Not bordering.
So you don't even have an
cartoon character. No.
You just have
My nice clothing, I have several alternates. Like for formal wear, for uh-huh. weddings, events, things of that nature. Weddings. Somebody wore. I sound like a cartoon character that the only formal events I go to are like weddings and funerals and court things. I really am a cartoon character because that's all they dress up for, right? You never see them. Like Doug Funny only dresses up if there's a wedding and he's going on a date. And I wouldn't dress up for a date.
I kind of wish you had alternate costumes. Like an animal cartoon character does. So like during a wedding you just have your normal uniform but you just put a bow tie on.
Yeah, Garfield is always fucking like just a bow tie and a jacket and no pants. No, I wear a gray t-shirt. I wear black skinny jeans. Ooh. And I own the same pair of white sneakers, and then I own a pair of boots for the winter. That's it.
That's a great look.
Thank you. It is a great look. So now if you want to draw me, and I have had the same beard style for years, I have what's called the wizard's cut, which if you ever want – oh, man, I'm just going to give out some fashion advice for the last few minutes here to stop.
Please do. I love fashion.
If you ever wonder why your friend that grows a beard for a month looks like a religious extremist and why Dumbledore and Obi-Wan Kenobi look great – you're like, it's the same thing growing out of their head. It is not. Here's what you do. And it's the cut I have. And you can go look at me on Instagram, at Mike Fallick on Instagram. If you let your mustache and your soul patch grow much longer, it has to end up growing. Right now, I am at officially what I call teenage Dumbledore. I am officially at the length of my mustache is the length of my – it goes to my chin. It goes to the bottom of my chin. And so does my soul patch. So if you let your soul patch and the edges of your mustache grow to the bottom of your – grow to the same length as your beard, that's how – go watch Harry Potter. Go watch all the wizard
movies.
That's
the key. They all have to connect. That's the key.
Yeah, it has to be just as long. That's how they do it. And by the way, Obi-Wan Kenobi is a wizard, and this is where Michael will get to into Star Wars and will yell at people that call – Star Wars sci-fi. I will fight you in the street. Seriously, I will fight you. I'm not a violent person. If you, anyone who calls it Star Wars sci-fi, I'll fight you in the street. I'll fight. Name one element of science in those movies.
See, it's so frustrating just hearing you talk about Star Wars because I like Star Wars. I could see myself having a very enjoyable conversation about Star Wars, but this intensity you're bringing right now just makes me want to just be like, no, shut the fuck up. I do not want to talk about Star Wars with you.
No, because that's a real nerd is, oh, no, I don't want to. I can't hang. That's how it should feel. That's what a nerd is.
No, but I feel like you're jumping to these, like, I'm sure you want to launch into very specific things right now.
It's not specific. They put it in the fucking wrong section in Barnes & Noble.
Wait, what's your problem? Now I want to hear this. What's your problem?
It isn't sci-fi. That's not a specific issue. That's a fucking general issue that people put it on fucking Netflix and on fucking, they put it as sci-fi. It isn't sci-fi. Name one element of science in those movies.
Thrusters, spaceships, travel.
Yes. Going faster than the speed of light. That's a real science concept. Hovering, an impossible thing to do with physics.
No, the hovering exists now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, mm-hmm. It takes a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. With no wind. Mm-hmm.
Listen, what?
There isn't any science. But that is the concept of a sci-fi movie, is take a scientific concept like hovering and make it affect the whole physics of the world. There is no science in those movies. A young boy gets a magic sword from an old man with magic powers.
Okay, you're just talking about some arbitrary Hollywood labels.
It's not Hollywood. It's not Hollywood doing it. It's bookstores. It's all these people. Hollywood doesn't do it. It's bookstores. It's you. It's you people out there. You non-nerds. And this is what I'm saying. This is a real nerd. Is a real nerd who goes into, I will talk to managers. I've done it. You don't think I've done it?
Oh, I bet they love that.
I've gone to managers and I go, this book is in the wrong section. It's not. I've gone to libraries. This is not, you've Dewey decimaled this wrong. You should re-Dewey this decimal. Good night, everybody.
Are we actually done?
I mean, if you want me to, I don't remember that what could we were going to say.
That
about,
could be the send-off.
Racism. I mean, re-Dewey this decimal is possibly the nerdiest joke I've ever made in my life.
Just cue end credits. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, are there other properties that are allegedly sci-fi that you also think are not sci-fi at all? Is Lord of the
Rings?
No, okay, Lord of the Rings, bad example. Alien series, is that not sci-fi?
Sci-fi.
How?
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi in what way?
You could easily get, it's just getting a disease. The alien creature is simply a parasitic disease that infests the ship. Mm. That's absolutely possible. And actually, Prometheus, which came out late, this is so dorky, Deepu, our fans are not going to like this.
I'm just trying to think of diseases
the
in
sentence
Star Wars.
The sentence that started with, well, actually, Prometheus, I think we need to steer the conversation.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
That's how dorky I am. But the point is, I wear a uniform because I think that wearing t-shirts, generally, even I think that choice, you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, Mies thinks this t-shirt is better than this one. It's like, get over yourself. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
and I've had friends that are like, but I get joy from the t-shirt. But I'm always like, man, I don't. Well, I just don't. I don't get joy from having to choose in the morning.
Well, you got
to
understand, if you're someone that coordinates with a lot of accessories, then it becomes exciting. The mixing, the matching of colors.
But see, but I have a thing because I have a mohawk too. And I have all these styles, choices that I've made. And it seems like I'm trying to be unique, but I just don't. I think that most men aren't unique. I'll throw that out as a throw against most heteronormative dressing males. I think don't, and that's not, and that is not to say that gay men are out of it here. I think that men that dress typically heteronormative don't make fashion choices. They really don't. There was an era where men were wearing gel and accessorizing, and they really don't make choices anymore. They I think I'm one of the few people I know with an actual haircut choice because I have a mohawk.
Listen, man, I would gladly choose a new haircut, but when I look at the pictures at the barbershop of all the different haircut styles, all the boys just look like bullies from my youth. So I just say, listen, just cut a little bit and then we're done.
But my problem is if we're going to cartoons again. In cartoons, they would always draw like all these crazy hairstyles. And I, for years, would go to barbers and be like, just make it look good. And they would give me the same fucking haircut.
Mm-hmm.
They would give me the same haircut. And I'd be like, this isn't good. Like, I want it to be different. It doesn't look good on my, like, I don't, and I would tell them to their faces. Like, I'd go to different barbers again. It doesn't look good.
Can I tell you something? I actually went to a salon that does haircuts for Fashion Week. And I dropped $75 on a consultation, not even a haircut.
Are you serious?
I drop $75 to talk with an expert about my situation.
But just because you've said it on the show, so I know I'm not embarrassing you, people are going to think I'm going. Is it because it's your hair's thinning a little? Is that what you
that
did?
That is, you know, there was kind of, okay, so I've just been going from barber to barber, just hating the results over the years, you know?
Right.
And so I kind of said, I need help. So I saw some Facebook thread. Some people were saying, oh, where should I go? So I saved that thread. And I use it as a resource, and I went to one of those places.
Ugh, I could do 98 episodes on crowdsourcing.
In any case, I went to the place, and we had...
What do you think? I watched, hold on, I want to throw this out there before, just to see, what do you guys think? Well, I bought Spider-Man 2 on DVD, and there's a bonus feature in which they show like the whole Entertainment Tonight on Spider-Man, which I guess they did like an hour and a half on Spider-Man 2. It's fucking awesome that they did. It was actually pretty good. I was like, this is going to be stupid. But one of the stupid things they did do was they were like, which superhero movie are you most excited to see? Mind you, it's a thing about Spider-Man. Like, it's an episode about Spider-Man. So what the fuck do you think they're going to come up with? But it was like, which are you most? Are you excited for Batman? Spider-Man?
Okay.
I think the Punisher.
We gotta change the subject back. How bad is my hair thinning? Now I need consultation from you. You gotta tell me, how bad does it look? I need a real consultation.
It's not a video. It's an audio format. But you how say did your you... hair is thinning.
Oh, really?
You've said it before.
Oh.
Oh, my God. You don't remember
no,
what you
I don't.
Say. This is a real issue on the show. You don't remember what you say. We're gonna do a best of in the next weeks. And then I'm going to do a segment on the show in which I quiz you on what your opinion is.
Dude, that's so funny.
And if you get it wrong, we're going to do Deepu on Deepu. That's definitely going to be a soundbite. What have you fucking said? Oh, wow. That's a great teaser.
Oh, 75. Yeah.
Why don't you talk about your $75 haircut in your episode? Everybody, this has been Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Why don't you go redo your decimals?